This call is being recorded.
Hey everyone, this is Ian and Evan from FantasySportsUS.com, and this is the divisional playoff overview this weekend. We have four games. I'm going to give you the lines on those games. The high lines are Seattle's at Atlanta, 51. Green Bay's at Dallas, 52. Pittsburgh's at Kansas City, 45. And the low one is Houston's at New England at 44.5. And this is it. The winners of these two games go to the championship games next week, and then we'll know who's playing in the Super Bowl. Anyway, Evan, how are we doing?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. I mean, I'm a Steeler homer, so I can't wait for this week, and I hope I'm happy by the end of the week. We'll see what happens.
All right. Why don't you let us know who do you like in your quarterbacks for tournaments, and who do you like for your quarterbacks in cash games?
I'm sticking with the same guy in both, actually. I'll just be crystal clear. I don't believe I'm personally playing cash this week. I'm probably going to be more geared towards single-entry tournaments, which I guess you could say is kind of like a cash lineup. My favorite quarterback is Dak Prescott this week. His price just doesn't seem right on FanDuel to me. Green Bay is going to sell out to stop the run. Ezekiel Elliott embarrassed them the last time they played. And I think Dallas is going to be throwing the ball a little bit more and have a little bit more success with passing the ball than people may think. So Dak is my guy. Plus, in addition, he has all his weapons. He should get a lot of one-on-one coverage because they're going to really have to stop the run. So Dak is my favorite. You want to force a second quarterback on me, I could get behind Russell Wilson in his matchup against Atlanta. I really feel like that game's going to shoot out. I like Dak better, but I wouldn't be against using Russell.
Right. Yeah, good. No, I'm with you on Dak. Dak's my cash game quarterback, and Matt Ryan's my tournament quarterback. Those are the only two guys I'll probably use this weekend. I'm a little worried about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's coming into this game hot, you know, and you know, he's not – I mean, they're talking about Jordy Nelson playing, and, you know, he's got two broken ribs. I mean, even if he plays, how long is he going to be in the game for? A lot of people are saying, well, look what Rodgers did to the Giants' secondary last week. Well, people don't realize that on the second play of the game, Rodgers' Kamadi was knocked out of the game, which left Cobb in the slot. And Rodgers just went to Cobb all night long, you know.
Yep.
The one play, the Hail Mary, you know, that's, you know, there's no skill. I mean, don't get me wrong. He made a great pass, but, you know, that's
Lukish.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, yeah, they did tear up the Giants secondary, but Cromartie was out of the game after the second play. So that's how Rodgers got there. The problem I'm going to have with Rodgers, he's going to be so highly owned this weekend. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he can't do damage. But Matt Ryan has been so consistent this year. If you watch Seattle on the road, they're not good. I think Matt Ryan's going to tear this team apart. Dak Prescott, solid. Price-wise, you can't beat it. On DraftKings, he's $6,000, which is a joke. So for cash games, he's got a high floor. I think you're solid with him for cash games. So those are my two. I'm not even going to talk about Brady. Brady's great.
Nah.
They're projected to score 30 points, but, you know, he's high-priced. I think Matt Ryan's a solid GPP play. Brady's going to be highly owned. Rodgers is going to be highly owned, and people just don't believe in Ryan. I think Ryan, of the three of them, will be the lowest owned of those three. So, you know, for tournaments, Dak, I don't know where his percentages may be, but let me just check here. Dak, his ownership's going to be between 21 and 25%, so, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. But anyway, what do you like for running back?
Favorite running back, and we've talked about this. You texted me. I agree with you. My favorite running back, and he's inexpensive, is Deion Lewis this week. This has the makings of a Deion Lewis showcase type of game against the Texans. I'm not saying Blunt won't have a good game. I just think Deion Lewis will have a better type of a game in the way this is going to set up. He'll be involved in the passing game early and often. He'll get runs. And I do believe that they took it easy on Deion Lewis for the last few weeks to have him nice and fresh for the playoffs. So Deion Lewis is my number one running back. My second running back is going to surprise people. Devontae Freeman is one of my favorite running backs on the slate. Not as much for the running ability, but more for his pass catching out of the backfield against the Seattle defense, who's been very vulnerable to running backs out of the backfield all year long. So Devontae Freeman is one of my favorites. I'm not going to talk about Le'Veon Bell. He's priced through the stratosphere. He will have a good game, but for his price, he's going to need, like on FanDuel, he's going to need like over 30 points to just come close to value. And I don't know if he gets that against a tough Kansas City defense in Kansas City. I'm not saying he can't get there, but I don't really want to go there this week. I think he's play.
You don't want to pay the price. I mean, 10-5.
Right, exactly.
He's 10-5 on DK. He's 9-9 on FanDuel. You know, no, I agree with you.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's not going to work. And I think this week in particular, you really need a balanced roster to win. And if you're sucking up on FanDuel, for example, a sixth of your salary, I think you're going to be in trouble. And I think you're going to be disappointed how your results end at the end of the day. Same thing, Ezekiel Elliott, also a good play. They're going to force feed the ball. I just don't think he's going to do to Green Bay what he did the last time. I just don't, I'm not feeling that. I'm really on Dak. And it's the same situation. I'm not saying Elliott can't have a good game, but again, he's priced up as well. So I kind of want to pay down at running back if I can.
Yeah. All right. No, well, you know, we discussed Deion Lewis. I love Deion Lewis here for tournaments this weekend. I think you're right. I think he's set up. He's only 3,900 on DraftKings, so you can build a nice mm-hmm. lineup around him. Cash wise, I like Elliott. I think he's going to torch Green Bay. I know a lot of people saying they're going to focus on him. This guy is so talented. If you watched him this year, I mean, I like him for my cash games. I love Deontay Freeman. Same thing. His home road, just so you know, Deontay Freeman's home road splits are immensely separated. His home, he is so much better at home for some reason mm-hmm. than on the road. You know, so Freeman's a great play. If you went with Freeman and Lewis, both of them are going to be lower owned. Lewis is going to be between 9% and 12%. Freeman's 21% to 25%. Elliott and Bell are going to be up around 50%.
Yes,
if you
sir.
Take Freeman and Lewis and build some nice, you know, just key those two guys and build some lineups around them, I think either Lewis, Freeman, or both of them will be on the winning team. You know, the large GPPs. So
I agree.
So I totally agree. Now, going to FanDuel, who I like for my cash games is Elliott and Blunt. And the reason why I like Blunt on FanDuel is I think the way this game's going to play out, I think New England's going to be up by a lot, and I think in garbage time, Blunt gets a touchdown. And on FanDuel, you need a TD. So he's going to be my cash game guy on FanDuel, not on DraftKings. So Elliott and
like
Blunt
it.
For my cash games. Elliott and Blunt for my cash games on FanDuel. And Lewis and Freeman on my tournaments on FanDuel and DraftKings, both, you know, for that. All right, let's move over to a wide receiver. What do you like?
Julio Jones. Did I tell you I like Julio Jones? He's in all my lineups this week. He's going to beast. I don't care that Richard Sherman is covering him. I just don't care. This game is going to be one of those games he's going to be very up for. If this game flow goes the way that I think it will go, he's going to get a ton of targets, and he's going to be very successful. I don't see how Julio doesn't go ham. Dallas receivers, I like them all. One of the guys I like a lot is Cole Beasley. His price has come way down. You can comfortably fit him into your lineups, and he's going to be Dak's safety net in this game. He's going to get a lot of usage. I love Dez Bryant as well. Pittsburgh receivers, I'm kind of off of also just because of price, number one, plus weather in the snow. I'm not feeling it. I mean, Ben, I love Ben, but his home road splits have been documented. And how Ben goes, so does Antonio Brown. Now, I'm not saying Antonio Brown can have a good game. He can. But I just like these other guys in other spots so much more. And one sleeper guy, and he's not really a sleeper, and I'm going to get in trouble because I can't remember. This guy's name always messes me up. It's Geronimo on Green Bay. His Ian, what's his last name? Help me out. I can't remember.
You're talking about Allison?
Yeah.
Geronimo Allison. Yeah, Geronimo Allison.
Yeah, I love that player this week, especially with a banged-up Jordy Nelson. And he stretches the field. I don't think people are going to be on him. And I think he's going to get some good action against the Dallas secondary, who's going to focus more on their other wide receivers like Adams and Cobb. So that's where I am at wide receiver.
Yeah. For me, wide receiver, I like to break them down. My cash game wide receivers is Edelman, Adams, and believe it or not, Williams on hooked up with Dak on FanDuel, on DraftKings. I'm sorry, DraftKings, because he's 3,100. He's going to see around eight to ten targets, Williams, and I have a feeling that he's going to do very well. So he's my cash game. As far as Jones is definitely a lock this weekend. I can't see him not paying off. The Pittsburgh, here's what worries me about the Pittsburgh game, is the weather worries me. They expect 5 to 8 inches of snow during the game. But what really worries me in that game is Ben's health. He's been in a walking boot all week. Now, you don't go in a walking boot because your foot is okay. I don't care what anybody, you know, they can play it down as much as they want. They can pump as much cortisone into that foot as possible before the game. But in the snow, in a slippery surface, you know, everybody knows that KC's great at home. Their defense is strong. That pass rush, if they get him once or twice, he may be knocked out of this game. So that's what really concerns me, is Ben's health. It's not Ben himself. It's not the road splits, of course, are terrible, but he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. This guy, if anybody put my money on it, would be him. But I'm worried about his health. So I'm staying away from the Pittsburgh game.
Ian, let me add in. I can't tell you how much I felt like throwing up when he dropped back for that pass in the meaningless Miami, end of the Miami game. I was sitting with my wife, and I said, watch him get hurt on this play. I wanted to throw up. Then later on, I did throw up when I found out he was in the walking boot. So, you know.
So that's what concerns me. But as far as wide receivers, I like Paul Richardson a little bit, Cole Beasley. Allison, I love Allison on DraftKings. He's only 3,900. But here's my sleeper, and here's who I'm keying, believe it or not, in my GPPs. And he's going to be about 5% owned, DeAndre Hopkins. And here's why. There's going to be a lot of garbage time in this game, a lot. And Hopkins is going to go over 100 yards and get a touchdown. If you're looking for a really good punt play, I would use Edelman and Hopkins on the other side in a tournament. You could even use Brady if you want on that one, but Hopkins is my lock, believe it or not, for this weekend. All right, let's move over to tight end. What do you like?
I don't have much to say about tight end. Like last week, I have one guy. I got one guy. He's going to be in every single lineup I have. It's Jimmy Graham. Atlanta is terrible versus the tight end. It's kind of weird. I'm only giving you very limited plays on this podcast, but I'm going to give you my background. You guys already know this, but I typically run only one or two lineups, so I try to really narrow down my picks to the lowest possible core. So I don't really go all over the planet, and I don't really see anyone else I could lock into besides Jimmy Graham on this slate. Atlanta gives up a ton of yards. Atlanta gives up touchdowns, and I think Jimmy Graham is really going to be involved in a lot of the scoring that takes place in this game. Gun to my head, I could get behind Martellus Bennett in the New England Texans game, just because, you know, they get down close towards the goal line. If they choose to pass, Bennett could have touchdown upside on FanDuel, but not a lot of tight ends that I'm interested in. I'm not into the Texans tight ends this week. Pittsburgh tight ends, I'm not into. Kelsey, I don't trust Andy Reid and the snow, so I'm off him. So that my tight ends are really narrowed down. You could make a case for Witten, again, for the same reason that I made the case for Cole Beasley in the Dallas game. But Witten, you're not really getting much upside in that game, and Green Bay isn't. I don't think Witten is going to do the kind of damage you want from the tight end position this week. So it's for me, it's Jimmy Graham.
Totally agree with you. Jimmy Graham is my number one tight end because of the reasons that you said. I do like Bennett. I like Bennett quite a bit, and I'll tell you why. He's had an average of, let's see, 5, 2, 4, 4, 4, 4, 5 targets. He's had 3 touchdowns in the last 4 weeks. Now I'm talking GPPs. I'm not talking cash. Cash games, I'm going to use Graham. But Bennett, I like for GPPs. The other guy, and I'm going right back to this. You're gonna, okay. I mean, if Hopkins and this guy hit, okay, I know I'm going to be in good shape for Dorowitz. Again, garbage time. Osweiler loves for Dorowitz, okay. But here's the other thing: if you play for Dorowitz, you got to use Griffin too on a lineup. Like play for Dorowitz with Hopkins on one and Griffin and Hopkins on another, because it could be a sneaky little touchdown here by Griffin. So you can build a really strong GPP lineup using these guys. I know a lot of people are not even talking about Houston. I think Houston's going to get blown out, but there is going to be garbage time, and they're not going to want to be totally embarrassed like 41 nothing. They're going to score. And the guys that are going to score in this game, I really believe, is the tight ends and Hopkins. So that's just for tournaments, Okay. What do you like for defense?
Well, here I have choices. Here I have choices. I have 3 choices. I'm not sure where I'm headed with it just yet, but New England is my number one. 15.5 point spread right as of right now. Osweiler makes a lot of mistakes. He gets intercepted. His offensive line isn't very good. He will get sacked. There's going to be opportunities for the defense to score points in this game. Plus, I anticipate New England getting up very big, and Osweiler is going to have to pass like 40, 50 times in this game, and he's going to get sacked, and there's going to be issues. So New England is probably my number one defense, and it will be extremely chalky. Next, I go to the Pittsburgh Kansas City game just because it has the lowest point total on the slate. Both defenses are pretty good. You have very bad weather expected in the game, which will limit the upside of the passing game for both teams. I don't see that game shooting out in any way. I don't. Both defenses are too good for that to happen in this particular situation, and Andy Reid will prevent that from allowing Kansas City to shoot out. He always does. So I could get behind Kansas City and Pittsburgh. That would be more of a tournament type setting. Cash New England without a doubt, just for the setup. And then there's not much more that I really will go into. Atlanta and Seattle is going to shoot out that game. And Green Bay Dallas, I think, will shoot out. So I really don't want much to do with the defenses on those games.
Yeah, totally agree with you on New England. New England is my cash defense. I'm going with Kansas City on all my tournaments for the reasons I told you before. I'm worried
I'm
about
not liking you
Ben's
right
health.
now.
I know you. Nah, I know you're Pittsburgh, but this is DFS, and you know we have no.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I
I
have
mentioned
no
this
alliance.
too.
I have no alliance. If the Jets were playing in these divisional games and I didn't like them, I would tell you. I
Yeah, no,
just
I know.
don't like Pittsburgh in this situation. I just have a gut feeling about Ben's health. If Ben's added, let's just say Ben's added this game, I think Kansas City could put up 20 points on the defense. So
Absolutely.
I'm going with Kansas City and GPPs, New England in cash games. Now, as far as kickers on FanDuel, play it safe, everyone. Just go to the guys in the dome, okay? Just play, the Atlanta game or the Dallas game, and pick whoever you want in there. Stay away from the weather games, even
I'm
in
going to
New
narrow
England.
it
Stay
down
away.
even more. Ian, I'm going to narrow it down even more. Forget the Dallas game. Just take Brian or Hayushka and call it a day. You're in a dome.
Yeah, safe.
High
Yeah,
scoring
safe.
game.
Yeah.
Safe.
No, definitely safe. Yeah. But good. All right. Anything else you want to give us any stacks that you like?
Stacks that I like. Dak with your favorite Dallas wide receiver. And if you really want to go to super stack, you could go Dak Elliott and your favorite Dallas wide receiver. I could get behind that 100%. If you want to get a little tricky, especially for a GPP, and this is strictly a GPP play, you could go Osweiler, Hopkins, and Blunt. And that's going to be a unique type of GPP because you're counting on Blunt running out the clock and maybe getting a couple of touchdowns there. And you're counting on New England getting up so big that Osweiler has to throw all the time, and Hopkins could get a couple of touchdowns in garbage time. You could even throw Will Fuller into that stack. You could go Osweiler, Fuller, Hopkins, Blunt, and I think that would be a very low-owned GPP play.
Yeah. Well, Osweiler's going to be under 1% owned. So, I mean, if he hits, you know, if you get lucky and he hits, yeah, I agree. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go Brady, Edelman, Hopkins, Fedorowicz. Those are my four key guys in that game. And then I'll build around them. So, you know, if you want to get exposure, I just can't, you know, I'm not saying I won't play Brock on a dollar to a ticket, but I just don't see it. I mean, this guy is terrible, you know. But, you know, again, you know, we're playing GPP, so everybody's in play. So that's it. All right. Well, good luck to everybody this weekend. You know, we will do one more podcast next week for the championship games. Evan and I will be doing a couple of basketball podcasts along the way. And we wish everybody good luck. And as always, if you have any questions, just email us, most of you on our email list. And that's it. Anything you want to say? Closing?
No, I just wish everybody luck. I just can't believe the football season is almost over. And NBA, I love my NBA. Unfortunately, work has caused me not to be able to write as much as I like to this season so far. But hopefully, going forward, I anticipate getting out at least 3 or 4 articles a week, hopefully. So things should be picking up there. And I wish everyone luck this weekend. And I hope Ian's wrong about Kansas City.
All right, everyone. Take care. Good luck. Take care, Evan. Thank you very much. Bye now.
You're welcome.